Today's biggest signal is not a flashier model or a stranger demo. It is something much more practical. Anthropic is starting to show local pricing for Claude in India. That sounds like a small business detail. In practice, it is a big adoption story. Here is the confirmed part. TechCrunch reports that some users in India are now seeing Claude priced in rupees. The same reporting says, payments still do not run through UPI, so the buying process is not fully localized yet. Instead, it still depends on cards or app stores. TechCrunch also says India accounts for 5.8% of global Claude usage and is Claude's second largest market after the United States. Anthropic has also added a Bengaluru office and local partnerships. So what changed? Not the model itself, not the core product. What changed is the path to getting it in front of more people in a price-sensitive market. And that matters because AI adoption is not only about capability, it is also about friction. If a tool is hard to buy, awkward to bill, or priced in a way that feels far from local reality, then many teams never get to the point where they can evaluate it properly. They may be curious, they may even be convinced, but curiosity does not turn into daily use unless someone can actually subscribe, test it, and keep it running without extra hassle. That is why this story belongs in a work briefing, not just a market update. It is a reminder that the next phase of AI adoption will be shaped by boring things like pricing pages, payment methods, procurement, and local trust. Those details do not make headlines as often as new model releases, but they decide what gets used. For smaller teams, creators, and distributed businesses, this is especially relevant. Many of you are not asking, what is the most advanced AI system in the world? You are asking, what can I actually buy, test, and keep using at a cost that makes sense? That is the real question here. Now, what should we be careful not to overstate? A few things. First, the local pricing rollout appears to be partial, not universal. TechCrunch says some users in India are seeing it, which means access may still vary. Second, the payment story is not finished. UPI is still not enabled, according to the reporting. That matters because local pricing without local payment convenience only solves part of the problem. Third, we do not yet know whether this change will meaningfully increase usage, or whether it mainly reflects a pricing experiment and a broader go-to-market push. The future effect is still unknown, so the correct reading is not India just got fully solved. The correct reading is Anthropic is reducing one layer of friction, but not all of it. Why should you care if you are not in India? Because this is a preview of how AI tools mature. At first, companies sell to enthusiasts and power users. Then they realize adoption depends on more than model quality. They need regionally sensible prices, clearer billing, better onboarding, and a smoother path from interest to actual use. That pattern shows up in consumer apps, but it matters just as much in workplace AI. If you manage a team, the practical lesson is simple. Your AI rollout is only as good as the easiest way for people to buy and use it. A tool that requires a lot of manual reimbursement, foreign card workarounds, or repeated approvals is harder to test and harder to standardize. A tool with local pricing and a familiar payment path gets out of the way faster. Here is a concrete example. Imagine a small agency with people in India, the UK, and the United States. One team member wants to use Claude for meeting summaries, first draft client replies, and a little internal knowledge search. If the person in India has to fight with billing every month, that friction becomes part of the workflow. The team spends time talking about subscriptions instead of work. But if the pricing is in rupees and the buying path is simpler, the team can run a real test. They can ask a basic question. Does this tool save enough time to justify keeping it? That is the right standard, not hype, not novelty. Measured time saved. Here is a useful one-day experiment you can run this week. Pick one repeatable workflow. Just one. Meeting notes. Research summaries, translation, support replies, or first draft email handling all work. Have one person use the AI tool for that workflow for a full day. Then compare three things against your normal process: output quality, edit time, and total time saved. If the tool cuts start to finish time by at least a quarter without creating extra cleanup work, it is worth a deeper look. If it saves time in theory, but creates more review work in practice, then the value is weaker than it first appears. That kind of test is especially important here because easier buying does not mean better fit. A smoother checkout is not the same as a strong workflow. There are also practical risks to keep in mind. One is over-adoption. Just because a tool is easier to buy does not mean every team member should have it by default. Another is poor workflow fit. A tool can be good at general drafting and still be a bad choice for your specific task. Another is review burden. If the AI output still needs heavy editing, then the time savings may be smaller than expected. And finally, there is the basic issue of access and policy. If your team works across regions, what is available in one market may not be available in another, and payment methods may vary. So the human review checks are straightforward. Check whether the output is accurate enough for your use case. Check whether the edits are light touch or a full rewrite. Check whether the subscription path is simple enough that people will actually keep using it. And check whether the time saved is real, not just imagined. That is the discipline that keeps AI useful, instead of merely impressive. The broader trend behind this story is the one we have been seeing all week. AI is becoming less about sounding smart and more about fitting into real work. Sometimes that means quieter hardware, like productivity-first glasses. Sometimes it means more household-friendly products. Sometimes it means open models for lower cost and more control. And sometimes it means something as plain as local pricing and easier payment. This story falls into that last category, and it is not a small category. The buying experience often decides whether a tool becomes part of daily work or just another thing people read about. So the ClearForge verdict here is test carefully. If you are in a market where the pricing and payment changes apply, it is worth trying. If you manage distributed teams, it is worth paying attention. If you are evaluating AI for your own work, use this as a reminder that the best tool is the one you can actually adopt, measure, and keep. Watch for two things next: whether Anthropic expands the local pricing rollout, and whether payment options become more local and more convenient. That will tell us whether this is a small regional adjustment or the start of a broader shift in how AI tools are sold around the world.